Like most other children in his school, Joel found it hard to stop his mind from wandering during the last lesson of the day. For most of the children, it was because there were only a few more days before the winter holidays, but not Joel. Christmas had always been Joel's favourite time of year, but he couldn't look forward to it now. As he sat alone on the school bus home, he leaned his head against the window. A kid in the seat behind him was saying that they'd had snow in the hills not far to the east. The same weather front might be moving their way. That meant they might have a white Christmas this year. The bus was filled with excited talk of sledding and snowball fights. Joel didn't join in. As usual, he was thinking about Rascal. Could he really expect to see the dog again? A man walking a dog outside caught Joel's eye. He recognized both man and pet immediately. They lived further down Joel's street. He didn't know the man's name, but he was all too familiar with the dogs. Fritz. The black and tan Doberman had been Rascal's biggest enemy in the neighborhood. Whenever Joel and Rascal had walked past Fritz's house, the Doberman would unleash a torrent of savage barks at the smaller dog. Rascal had always responded by pressing himself even closer against Joel's legs. On those unlucky occasions when they had encountered each other in the dog park, the only spot in the area where dogs were allowed to run off their leads, Fritz went out of his way to chase Rascal. Joel watched the big dog now as it tugged his owner towards the dog park. The unfairness of it all struck him again. It had been months since he'd had the chance to take Rascal there. When Joel got home, Mum had already finished work. "Any emails?" he asked, flinging his school bag aside. Of course, Mum knew what he was asking about. Ever since they had spotted a dog that looked exactly like Rascal on the news, they had done as much as they could to track him down. Joel's mum and dad had called dozens of animal shelters. They had sent emails to several missing pets websites across the country. Joel's mum had even helped him to set up a website so that people could send information about Rascal. Mum shook her head. There had been no emails, but it was clear that she was excited about something. "There was a phone call," she said, "from the TV station." Joel's heart leapt. "Has someone found Rascal?" he asked anxiously. "No," said Mum, "but there's a news producer at the station who saw our website. She thinks it's a good story. They want to interview on the morning news." Joel's first reaction was one of nerves. He didn't like talking in front of his class, let alone goodness knew how many TV viewers. But he quickly fought them down. He was willing to do anything that would increase their chances of finding Rascal.